It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day here on the RBN Network in Phoenix, Arizona. And we had an interesting weekend, did we not? There are all kinds of stuff going on we're going to talk about. There's a couple of things I wanted to do. I've been putting off because we just had so many guests that we weren't able to get to it. But today we're going to get to some clips, some information, some things that I wanted to share with you, and it's all built up in one big giant blah onto your radio today. Meredith Whitney's on CNBC today from the weekend. They had her come on after a long stint, vacation from being on CNBC because I know what was going on in their heads. They're thinking that because one woman that predicted the subprime and the housing and the bank crunch and all this stuff, that she used to be an advisor for Oppenheimer, I think it was, and then she started out, screw it, man, I just do my own thing, Meredith Whitney and Associates, whatever I say, club organization thing. And it's because she's been so accurate that I'm sure she had a big client base right away. What's going on is that the last year has been all phantom, all numbers, all stimulus, all pretend, all accounting procedures, all. She's like, you know, and here we go. You keep hearing the phrase double dip. You know, how can you put a good spin on what's going to happen, the greatest depression? Well, you call it a double dip of Baskin-Robbins. It's a double dip. Yay! I mean, you know, so it's just, so she explains that. And it's something, and of course, immediately I forward it to my loved ones because this is what I've been screaming all this time because, you know, God, real estate prices are down. Look at this. Now's the time. Buy. We got another 20% to go, at least. So this is, you know, I want to play this for you so you understand. The other thing is, this is from last week where Jon Stewart on The Daily Show finally got off Obama's Christmas card list. This has been building up, you know, it's like, hey, man, I did you a solid. You know, I did my bit. I came out Uber and head on this national health care thing. Really pushed that. Pushed it. And where are we now? Got that. Now what? Well, they didn't really get what they wanted, but they got, you know, it's a bucket of money, I can tell you that. They're just another way to rip us off. So, Jon Stewart, finally he comes out against Obama, and I mean, he hammered him. It was like the Bush days. So we'll go ahead and play that for you too. The facade is cracked, and this Gulf oil spill, that just, there was no way the left, the progressives, the Democrats or whatever, were going to forever be able to defend Barack when he is out there shilling for the oil companies, for the economy, the banks, the central banks, the world government. There has to be a breaking point. Well, I think it's already, we've seen it. And this Gulf thing is way worse than, you know, a lot of people know. And we'll talk about that a little bit, too. You stay right there. I got a bunch of goodies for you. We'll get all caught up on the stuff I want you to know when we come back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company. Licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians.
For all of your insurance and financial services needs, contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency, located in Yuma, Arizona, at 1-928-726-8050. Or email Howard at howardblitz.com. With 24-hour Good Neighbor service, you'll be glad you did. Contact the Howard J. Blitz State Farm Insurance Agency now, or visit them on the World Wide Web at howardblitz.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Here's a little more fluoride for you. You know, I want to get this one bit by Stuart. If I go to it right now, we can go ahead and get it in this segment. Let's go ahead and do this. Because this is, I mean, you know, you'll understand. It is the crack between the left and Obama. Here we go.
show tonight. We put some shows together before, but tonight's program, I kid you not, is watchable. Author James Tabor is our guest, who wrote a new book about the deepest cave on Earth. It's called The Heart. It's actual cave there, 7,000 feet down. As you know, earlier tonight, President Barack Obama unveiled his plans for the Gulf of Mexico and America's future energy needs. I was surprised watching the speech tonight. When both solutions turned out to be cars that run on oil-soaked pelicans. Yes. It's actually the new 2010 Ford Sadness. Of course, the Gulf crisis was an unforeseen catastrophe. Barack Obama's real mission when running for president was to restore some of America's moral high standing that we had lost in the turmoil of the war on terror.
Guantanamo, that's easy. Close down Guantanamo, restore habeas corpus, say no to renditions, no to wireless wiretaps.
No, please, I'm not done enjoying your applause yet. He was steadfast in his commitment to changing the culture of this very nation.
Part of my job as the next president is to break the fever of fear that has been exploited by this administration. That, you know, we're told...
You're spoiling me. Please, please. Save a little bit for the next thing I have planned to say. I hope you people brought gloves. Obama's reign would bring back the rule of law. If the Supreme Court said even terrorists at Guantanamo Bay deserve their day in court through the writ of habeas corpus, as they did in the Hamdan case, the Boumediene case, Barack Obama would honor that, not try and pull the old Bush flim-flammery.
The Bush administration decided that instead of bringing detainees to Guantanamo, they'd take them somewhere else, another location outside the jurisdiction of a court. Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan.
Hey, Supreme Court, where's Boumediene? Where's Hamdan? Is he under this nut? No. How about this one? Where is he? Wait, what's that? Oh, what's behind Kennedy's ear?
Ooh. I don't know. Normally you have three of these bad boys. Yeah, that's Bush! That's Bush! Obama's a constitutional scholar whose entire campaign was based on change, doing the exact opposite of his predecessor to prove that the war on terror could be prosecuted without compromising our American values, or as he himself put it.
By giving suspects a chance, even one chance, to challenge the terms of their detention in court, we could solve this problem without harming our efforts in the war on terror one bit.
Just even one chance. So as the courts re-examine our ability to keep people indefinitely at Bagram, I imagine I can probably just put this silly shell game away forever.
Today, President Obama scored a victory to keep those detainees locked up indefinitely without even getting one chance to prove their innocence in court.
Gotta pull the shell game back out.
I've taken your prisoner. And I'm gonna put a shell here. Michelle and I have talked about what we were gonna do with the prisoner. Gonna take this shell, put it on top of this one. Move the others around. That's my Barack Obama impression, where I just take my normal voice and just slow it down. Well, that's habeas corpus. That's only habeas corpus. That's the only thing that was thrown out there, one small, tiny, fundamental tenet of law. He also said he was going to end rendition. Yes, rendition.
Rendition!
We also learned that the Obama administration will continue the Bush policy of extraordinary rendition, the practice of sending terror suspects to prisons in third-party countries for interrogation.
Mr. President, does this guy know what you're doing?
We are going to lead by example by maintaining the highest standards of civil liberties and human rights.
No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are. We will again set an example for the world that the law is not subject to the whims of stubborn rulers and that justice is not arbitrary.
What happened to Barry from the block? Have we been fooled by the Baracks that you got? Your campaign was premised on reigning in presidential power. What happened?
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
Oh. I see. You used to have a little, now you have a lot. Back in the old neighborhood, you used to say stuff like this.
Whether it was the run-up to the Iraq War, or the revelation of secret programs, Americans often felt like part of the story had been unnecessarily withheld from them.
And now, you have your own secret military programs that go beyond even what Bush was doing. You didn't think we'd find out? You stumble in late at night? You stumble in late at night? We're not blind. You stumble in late at night, reeking of power, little traces of classified on your collar. You're invoking state secrets to quash suits against the government. You're saying we might not need to read Miranda rights to American citizens. You're arresting whistleblowers who expose government waste. You're lucky Barack Obama is not all over your s***.
I know a little bit about whistleblowing and making sure that those folks get protection.
So by protection, did you mean sunblock? Condoms? Because arresting them doesn't seem like protection. Hey, why even bother arresting people at all? Next thing you know, you'll be sitting in the White House stroking a cat, having people killed at whim.
The White House has authorized U.S. counterterrorism operatives to kill Anwar al-Awlaki, Muslim cleric and American citizen born in Las Cruces, New Mexico in 1971, even if he is found far away from any combat zone.
Wow. I mean, he's a bad guy, runs an al-Qaeda website from Yemen, but you complained when Bush just wanted to read Americans' emails without a warrant. Wait a second. All that power that you didn't like when someone else had it, you decided to keep it. Oh my God, you're Frodo. You're Frodo! Mr. President, do you know what you need to do? Throw the ring into the fires of Mount Doom and destroy it. I know. You think you can be trusted with the power because you're not a bad person. You're just being stalked by a strange and twisted creature who wants to take the precious away from you. No. Not him. The other one. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, sound familiar? This is not, you know, lost on anybody. And it sure as heck isn't lost on us here on the show. It's getting bad. And what's going to happen? You know, is it the perception and perspective that we share with you from Freedom's Phoenix and Declare Your Independence on this show is common knowledge to an entire generation, the demographic that Jon Stewart has for his show. Which is what? You know, anybody knows anything about the news from, you know, teenager to 30, you know, and older. It's Jon Stewart kept us sane on the radio. We used a lot of clips like this when he was hammering on Bush, you know, during the Bush administration. And we're like, you know, how bad does it have to get before he finally comes out and realizes Obama is the same thing? So it's starting to crack. And, you know, I tell you, the news and even the faux news, like on Comedy Central, it just represents truth. That's why it's funny. Well, so funny it's not funny anymore. We'll be right back.
People everywhere just wanna be free.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Me, Ernest Hancock, each and every day on RBN Network in the morning here from Phoenix, Arizona, in the beautiful studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com, where you need to go get the truth. I mean, you know, at least another perspective. I mean, holy crap. You know, I tell you what this means. It's like changing your perspective in any way. I mean, just opening your mind and kind of go, I want to know the truth. Or do you just want to have reinforced whatever it is that you think you already believe anyway? You know, and what foundation do you use to decipher, you know, the truth? You go, this is true because what? Fox News said? I mean, you know, what is your criteria? All I want to know is real simple. You think it's more complicated than it is, and it's not. Who or what is aggressing against whom? That's what? Do you think there's more to it than that? Who's the guy that's got his, you know, fist shaking in front of somebody's face, threatening force? Who is actually hitting somebody in the face with force? Unless the other person initiated against them or did something to them, you know, it's probably not any of their business. You know, but then you get into, yeah, but they might. They were going to. You know, this pre-crime thing, you know. So all you got to do is use the human emotion of fear to justify anything, even if nobody did a thing. See the point? And they're masters of the universe when it comes to this. Fear! Are you feared? Are you afeared? So this is what I want to make sure that we talk about. I, as we keep adding on more affiliates, you know, for both the morning and the afternoon, and we have all these people coming in, you know, it's just really, it's really growing. You know, Freedom's Phoenix is growing, Declare Your Independence is growing, and it's not, I'll give you an example. In 14 months, and just over the last year, in 14 months, Arizona Libertarian Party registration increased 37%. And we did what? We never do any mailings. We never do any. We just go out and be active, not even inside the party. It's all the, you know, the Lovelution and libertarian candidates that, you know, really are out there spreading the message. You know, 37% increase. And we went from, you know, we need about 15,000, 16,000 registered libertarians to maintain ballot status. And all of a sudden it goes to what? I don't know, 26, 29,000 or something like that. You know, we were like 18, whatever it was, 37%. This is, I remember when I first started, I was county chairman of the Libertarian Party in the early 90s when we first started doing this hardcore in their face, here we come thing, because I knew it was going to happen. I knew what I was looking for. I was looking for somebody that was willing to, you know, face the tanks, you know, do the Tiananmen Square thing, you know, challenge the state. You know, somebody show me they're willing to do that and got the principle behind them and they're not trying to force their will on somebody and can I just be left alone? Boom! Boom shakalaka, man! Boom! I'm over. I'm in. Let's rock. I wouldn't join any other. There are 15 gazillion conservatives groups wanting me to, yes, we want you to run as Democrat. We want you to run as Republican. We want you to be part of our, you know, fill in the blank club. Yes, we need young people with pretty wives and beautiful children and we're gonna, you know, just all go, just go. Come on. And water's fine. No. Because they all had the same disease. We want the world to be ruled the way we want it to be ruled. But make no mistake, it will be ruled. And I'm like, can we just chuck the, you know, the Ring of Power in the fire Mordor? Or Mount Doom, where Mordor is. You know, it's so simple, and it's getting more simple for the younger generation. I'll bet you this is what happens. On the show, you'll have the traditional Terran radio listening to radio station affiliates and so on around the country on the various networks we're on. You'll have an average age bracket and perception and perspective and probably more patriot-oriented, maybe right-leaning conservative type that listen to the show. There is an enormous number that listen to the show archived, iPod, iTunes. On their, they download into their little walk around, get it, you know, either live or a couple, you know, hours later, or even a couple of days, or when they're on vacation, they OD on or something. I mean, you know, this, and these people are representing, you're going to get a dose. Coming the end of this week, Thursday and Friday, we're going to do the best we can. We're bringing all our remote equipment and all that kind of stuff. We're going to do the show live from Porkfest. I'll bet you the average age there is mid-20s, and these people are the future. They don't know, no. They don't understand any argument you would give them to try and convince that they can't change the planet. They already know that they have. They already know that they are. For them, they're just like, oh, I'm sorry, excuse me a second, I'm just going to jump off the Ferris wheel. I'm just going to get off the merry-go-round. I'm over. You guys keep doing spin around all you want, man. I'm good. What do? You go and grab him by the neck and you throw him back on the Ferris wheel? Get your ass back on the Ferris wheel. Why? That's what you want to do, isn't it? Oh, maybe some of you don't. Maybe you want to get off, too. Well, when we come back, Meredith Whitney is going to say, get off the wheel! Get off the wheel!
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to AZ Door Doctor. We are the premier Phoenix area garage door repair and installation company, licensed, bonded, and fully insured for your protection. We've been installing and repairing garage doors for over 20 years in the Phoenix Valley. With three generations of ownership and over 100,000 satisfied customers, our longevity is a testament to the quality of our work. Need help with your garage door? Give us a call, 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555. And talk to one of our technicians. To find out more about individual liberty, contact the Freedom Library in Yuma, Arizona at 1-928-726-8050 or email them at info@freedomlibrary.org. Scholarships are available for those interested in studying ideas on liberty. The Freedom Library is located at 2435 South 8th Avenue in Yuma, Arizona. Contact us now for a great breath of freedom or visit us on the World Wide Web at freedomlibrary.org.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Oh, and he be a-coming. Why? The man's coming around, he's reaching down, he's going to take what? You, your money, what? I don't know, whatever they can get, because it is getting bad, bad, bad. They're talking about all these bailouts. You have Obama now, another $50 billion in stimulus when the states are underwater, $250 billion. 250 billion. We're going to get 50 billion too. Let's see. This one Republican governor over here that's criticizing me and doesn't like my policies and won't enact and is going to challenge my health care. Let's give money to that one. Maybe not. Or they will to buy them off. Think about it. Here in Arizona, our governor, Jan Brewer, which is, she's, you know, a reed in the wind. What will happen is she's going, oh, we're going to challenge the health care. Oh, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Well, who's going to do it? The attorney general is a Democrat running against her for governor. He's not going to do it. So who's going to do it? And in states that have, you know, he's already said that. Now they're not doing it. So we in states where we have a Republican attorney general and governor, and they got a strong congressional coalition that's, you know, yeah, we're going to challenge it. Do you think they're not going to get the bailout money, or are they more likely to get the bailout money? You know, a little payoff here, a little stop there. It's kind of like North Korea, you know? They go, oh, access to evil? Oh, because we might have, yeah, okay, here's the Polaroids. They're right here. Yeah, we got nukes. What are you going to do about it? And never mind. You rule from a position of power. Now, these guys, you know, it's just, and we're, you know, pay attention. You know, I'm relatively young. I'm 49 years old. I figured this out when I was like 28. In 88, when I first started doing this stuff, it took me about 3 months. Heck, it took me about 3 minutes. But it took like 3 months of me going through, did you call your legislator? Did you write your congressman? Did you run for office? Did you file suit? Did you, I mean, when you go through all that, you start looking and examining, you know, it becomes neon flashing obvious exactly what's going on. We, as individuals and as American people, are letting them do it. We've been convinced that, you know, elections are the way to do it. We just had Brad Blog, founder Brad Friedman on. He follows election fraud all over the country, has for years. We've worked together, and he's a progressive, lefty, Louis, you know, Air America type, you know, but we get along fine. We see one thing. He's mad at me because I don't encourage people to go out and vote in a corrupt system. And I'm, you know, angry with him, for he will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt how corrupt South Carolina thing, or North Carolina, I think a South Carolina thing, with Judge Vic Rawls and this green guy. The guy was, you know, I don't know if he was home. I think he lived with his father, had no website, no campaign. It's $10,000 filing fee for him to be just to be in the race to run. They were going against a Republican incumbent, so you had a Democratic primary. And what, this one guy, a judge, you know, Vic Rawls of the campaign, we're going to go whip butt. And they put this guy Green up that had absolutely no campaign, and he gets 60% on an iVotronic, you know, election system software voting computer with no paper. And they go, oh, wow, yeah, that really doesn't. Let's put your reset. But yep, it says same thing. No challenge. I mean, they appealed it, and so to who? You know what? What? You know, let's go count the paper. What paper? You know, and then he's advocating, well, we got to go, we'll go in and vote, you know, write in, or we'll go in and vote, you know, absentee, or we'll go in and vote. I'm like, it's rigged, man. It's, you know, you're just giving them credit. Stop. Stop. I just want to backhand so many people. But do I think you should run more, and I think you should vote. I ain't get out there. You think expressing your opinion, pushing a government computer counted blah, the heck, it's not even government. A lot of times they put a, you know, proprietary software, you can't see it, secret with some private company that you can never check it because it's secret software, counting, you know, 1 + 1 = 2 + 1 = 3. That's secret. When I can go to the grocery store and scan out any freaking size of coffee and what's in it, and decaf, not decaf, and what brand, and automatically inventory and orders the product. Because, you know, that's not secret, but 1 + 1 = 2 + 1 = 3. That's secret. You know, common sense, people. Quit supporting the beast that's devouring you. If you here in Arizona, at least in 06, when I ran for Secretary of State, I'm like, you're still voting? Seriously. And we know all this. There was all kinds of evidence of big bad stuff in 04. And I go, hey, all this, and you're still voting? Really? Seriously? 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 They passed manual validation of the elections here in Arizona. Now, of course, in 08, we had to sue them because they didn't actually enact it, and they pretended it, and they violated the law. But at least we get them to pretend like there's an issue. You know, this is, and the economy, here it comes. This is what's going to change everything. This is everybody's ox is getting gored on this one. It's already happened. The money that people have now, they go, oh, we got some money now. We stopped paying our mortgage. And we'll just hold out until we get a better deal. Well, what does that mean? You know, this is Meredith Whitney. I'm going to go ahead and let him play the whole thing. It's like 10 minutes. We'll get it in this segment. But you just sit back, relax, and just listen to the words coming out of her mouth. That's what we've been saying for all this time.
Let's get to our guest host for the next hour. She is one of the most respected and well-known names on Wall Street. Joining us right now is bank analyst Meredith Whitney. She is the founder and CEO of Meredith Whitney Advisory Group. And Meredith, it's great to have you back. It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's great to be here.
It's great to see you. We keep kicking around this whole idea of what's happening in the economy now, where we're headed, whether we're back for a double dip or not. And it seems to me lately that the people who even whether no matter which side they think they're coming from this, they all seem to be in some sort of GDP of about 2 to 3%. They all expect unemployment to remain relatively high. But a lot of people take different things out of this in terms of what it means for the markets overall. Why don't you lay out where you think we're headed and what the market implications are?
Okay, well, I've been bearish for a long period of time. Last year, the government's involvement made the banks do really well. The government's out of the pool right now, and so we're on our own. And I think the big challenge for the economy is the role of the state and local governments and the fact that they're cutting jobs in a material way or about to cut jobs in a material way for the first time on record, really since 1955 when this all started. I think they cut at least 2 million jobs. How that weighs on the economy is, you know, in many states, government spending, state and local spending, is 10% of the state GDP. And so they're cutting programs there, that hurts the low end. They're raising taxes, that hurts the high end. And so you're squeezed from all sides, and there's really nowhere to turn. The states that produce the highest GDPs, the states that contributed the most to overall GDP, were the most the states that had the most, you know, closest relationship to real estate. That's California, Florida, Arizona, Nevada. I mean, those states are vastly underwater. So I think that we're going to be up for a very rough second half, and 2+% GDP growth would be great.
There's no thought that the central banks are going to step out to help support some of these arenas at this point, is there? I mean, you're still talking about a lot of stimulus that's working its way through the pipelines.
Well, as far as the United States are concerned, Obama has proposed a $50 billion bailout package for the states, but the states are underwater $200 billion. So it's really a drop in the bucket. I have no idea whether it goes through or not, but there's structural problems that make it very difficult for the economy to move forward with, you know, you don't have funding. That's the last of the issues at this point. But you have real structural employment issues. I don't see that getting better anytime soon.
Did the consumer perform better than you were thinking? Because I remember the times you were on, you said, I know consumers. That's the one thing I do know, and that's consumers. And they were not in a position, really, to do much, and yet I think they perform better. But I'm just wondering, did they kick the can down the road? Are they more leveraged now? Was it like a false feeling of security for how they did? Did they do better than you thought?
Areas did better than I thought. And here's where, like, I never imagined. I never, for the last 3 years, I've seen things that I would never imagine before. What happened over the last year has been, year plus, has been the government has and the banks have provided a lot of mortgage modification programs. And a lot of consumers have been smart enough to say, okay, well, if I wait, I can get a better deal on a modification program in 2, 3, 6 months. So I'm going to pay the things, the bills that I need the most, my credit card bill, my auto bill, and even my home equity bill to a certain extent. And they've been not paying their mortgage bill. So if you look at the non-performing loans on bank balance sheets, they've doubled inside of 1 year alone. And they stand, in terms of mortgages, they stand at the top four banks, which control two-thirds of the mortgage industry anyway, at over one time all of the mortgages that have been charged off since 2005. So you've got this massive sort of rotting pool of assets on bank balance sheets that have provided the consumer excess cash by not paying one big payment and being able to pay others.
I've seen the articles where it changes a person's life. They say, hey, we're going out to dinner again. We're doing
right.
This. We're doing that. We're not paying our mortgage. We
right.
haven't, and I feel so much better. And it's like, that is the ultimate kick in the can down the road, don't you?
It's wild. Yeah, it's wild. And you think about that. There are other issues in terms of deflationary factors. You know, gas is up year on year, but the idea that rates are down, so mortgage payments less. If you're not paying your mortgage, that's the most deflationary you know, benefit you could possibly have. And that's really scary because you get into moral hazard issues, you get into cultural issues, but that's what's been happening. No, I didn't see it coming that way at all.
So where do you think retail spending would be if they had kept paying their mortgages?
A lot lower, right?
Yeah.
And you see retail spending start to fade. I think, you know, the banks are picking up. The thing that's happening for the first time in a year is this quarter, during the second quarter, which you'll see the results next month, is banks are actually accelerating their foreclosure programs, accelerating their short sale programs. So you're going to see, you know, people who weren't paying their mortgage start to have to pay rent, and that'll be a jar to the economy, too.
And to housing prices, I assume, if we see more short sales?
Well, that's a big deal because it's not so much that it's to housing prices, because unequivocally I see a double dip in housing. There's no doubt about it. But you see a real leg down when you have the supply displacement, when if you foreclose and then you just have to sell. Short sales, exactly. It's usually a 20% drop on a short sale.
Fannie and Freddie have stepped in such a big way, though. I mean, they are keeping the entire market afloat at this point, it seems.
They're providing, in 2009, they provided 95% of all of the mortgages issued. And 45% of the mortgages issued were on the first-time tax buyer. So there's not a lot of mortgage activity out there. And you think, how home price grow? How can a mortgage market grow? In fact, it shrunk for the eighth consecutive quarter. House prices are, there's no other way to look at it. They're going down again. And what pressure that puts on the overall economy is going to get
so consumers have not deleveraged, and we haven't used this last year for the consumer to sort of strengthen, to be in a position to help us lead the.
It's the opposite.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
And then you think you're looking for, I don't know how many layoffs at the state and local level. And
2 million.
How many?
2 million.
2 million there. And employment figures have been weak. So this all seems to portend lower than expected economic activity here.
Yeah, we did a lot of sort of unorthodox component part analysis. And if you look at the large corporates, which are doing really, really well, fired 3 million people in this credit cycle. The small businesses fired 5 million people in this credit cycle. But small businesses have been responsible for over 60% of the job creation since 1994. And if you look at there's no small coincidence to the fact that 1994 on, small businesses benefited from the securitization market, from home equity loans, from credit card loans. And home equity loans and credit card loans have not been available. Credit card loans have been cut by $1.5 trillion. We think it goes up another trillion. Yeah, I saw that.
There's an entire section in the journal today about how small businesses in particular are not getting their credit needs met, that it's something like 50%, according to the NFIB, versus 90% just a few years ago.
Yeah. And it's, you know, people talk about, I think there's another $50 billion program to aid small businesses from the White House. You know, you're talking about $1.5 trillion that have been cut from credit card lines so far. And banks aren't lending. If you look at the, there's a cheap way you can look at it. If you look at the commitments outstanding, they've cut down dramatically on commercial loans across the board, but most importantly on credit card loans.
What's disturbing is we haven't even mentioned Europe. Right?
Right,
or the peripherals there, or the degree to which a banking crisis there affects us here.
Well, it's going to affect, you'll see in the second quarter, it's definitely going to affect the U.S. banks that are reliant upon European revenues, and it's going to affect, there was almost no activity in the month of May during the month of May in Europe, and from a banking perspective. But there are infrastructure costs for all of these banks throughout Europe. And so it's going to be tough sledding. Remember that second quarter last year, all of these banks were living la vida loca because you had huge capital markets boons, and they were equitizing themselves, or they were raising money for themselves and taking fees, raising money, re-equitizing themselves. It's going to be It'll be interesting. For me, you've had last year that you had so many different influences coming in on the banks, and so it was easy to say, oh, they're off to the races, they've healed, they're ready to move on. And I think this quarter you're going to start to see that the revenue expectations are going to be very disappointed, very much a disappointment.
But you said double dip for sure in housing, as if to say that I know there will be one, but the jury's out on the overall economy. Double dips are very rare, right, in the overall economy.
Sure.
Where do you put the chances of?
People doubt there's a double dip in housing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's amazing.
So
the
you
banks,
say for sure.
For certain. That's jarring.
What are the chances in overall, you think?
If I say anything, you're going to bust my chops anyway.
Right. Well, I
was guaranteed the moment.
Is it
going
to be? Right. No, I haven't been busting him today, though.
Really. Yet. I just got here.
No, I'm not.
You better hurry up.
I wanted to hear about the consumer, and you got. I had to find out what you were thinking with the consumer.
I'm glad you brought that up because
I know
because the core didn't change, but the way it all played out looked different last year.
Yeah.
I mean, the modification programs changed the credit reporting for all the banks, and that's about to change. So things looked a lot better. In credit cards, things got better. And in corporate, things are better. Large corporates, things definitely are better. Right. But I'm not going to answer the question on the double dip. I don't...
But it's possible. It's a better than 1% chance.
It's a better than 1% chance.
That's okay.
Yeah. Baby steps.
Okay. Right, yeah.
Yeah, better than 1% that, the entire planet's not going to fall. explain what's going on between these two and why they didn't have her on for a long time when we come back. Because she knows she's up against a corporate machine. And it's just, she's for certain what's going to happen. We'll talk about it when we come back. You stay right there.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal, offshore law firm based in Guatemala, have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Always you change, new days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know,
no truth, and you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting.
Yeah, people killing, people dying. You know, that's what we're going to be talking about in the next hour, is we have Richard Gage from Architects and Engineers Truth 9/11. And, you know, and we're not going to get in. I'm sure he'll want to talk about, you know, all the details and the engineering and the physics. And then we're past that. Okay. It's a decade. I get it. You know, that what they said happened and what happened, two totally different things. Now what? Now what? Now what? Now what? Now freaking what? Now what? I mean, I'm just like, one more time. Now what? Now what? I'm so sick of just, you know, I get it. You know, so many people get it. Those that want to get it, got it. You know, I have probably at least half a dozen or dozen movies in the hard drives in our DVD duplicators. We've made tens of thousands and informed people already. They get it. They, you know, now what? So do you have the politicians even talking about it? Is it an issue? Is it brought up? Heck, I will. Here we go. We're going to be talking about that this election cycle here in Arizona, how much fun we have and why and how, and you get to play. But I wanted to finish this hour with talking about, we'll have Richard Gage on top of the hour. You know, they'll hook us up with that. We've got that all scheduled for you, so that'll be cool. And we'll ask some fresh questions. You stay tuned for that. Now, on Meredith Whitney's thing, I give you an example of how this hits home for me. I've been following her, and a lot of people that, you know, it's math and philosophy. I mean, you know that, you know, if you just keep stealing from people, eventually they're going to stop producing. You know, you keep making more taxes and regulations, you know, trying to, you know, you're strangling the goose that's laying the golden egg. Lay more eggs! And then they're ours. They'll finally go, you know, I'm not laying anymore. Now I'll go lay over here in this other country. Well, that's what's happening. You can scream and yell and pass laws all you want. It's not going to make any difference. You know, that's what happens. It's called free market. The free market will always trump. It will always reign, no matter how much you try and control it. People will make individual decisions based on how they perceive their self-interest is best served. Period. Period. You can use religion, you can use government, you can do any and everything you want, but when it comes down to, I want to keep breathing in and out. And you can sit there and yell and scream all you want, which is one reason why they really need, they intertwine religion and government, you know, so much, because they need to get you thinking right. They need to get you, you know, heck, they'll even threaten your next life if you're not, you know, advocating going taking out the Muslims. You know, it's just, oh, it's craziness. Well, I have my son and daughter-in-law they're making offers on houses. I'm going, you know, you're going to get stuck. Even when you lowball these offers from the banks, you're going to get stuck with them saying yes, and then it's going to drop another 20%. Are you sure you want to do this? Don't do it. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Strangle them? I mean, you know, I made myself clear. I send this information to them all the time, but they're having their second baby here in a month and a half, you know, 2 months, and they're like, man, we need a nest. You know, it's a little, you know, apartment living thing, you know, ain't working. So I'm like, all right. You know, I'm trying to hold it off. Maybe we can get them a house rented for a little while or something. Because I'm just, you know, I'm very worried. I'm very worried that they are going to make a decision that is going to affect them for the rest of their lives. They're going to get behind the eight ball, and they don't need to. They could be very well off if they just had the right timing. We'll be right back.
With